Well, we'll save the hockey talk. We have the NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman joining us in Hockey Central at noon. Gord Stellick, John Shannon. How are you, Gary?
I'm great, guys. But to follow up on what John just said, any night, any game's in doubt.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's the world of the three-point game too, Gary. And let's face it, I don't recall, and, you know, since the invention of the three-point game, I don't recall as tight a playoff race as that we have. And I can't believe there were days that we never talked about playoff races this early.
Well, it may be a function of that, John, but I think it's more a function of how competitively balanced we are as a league. Every team has the ability to compete, both in terms of talent on the ice and resources available. And that's the system that we think has made the game as healthy as it is. All races are in doubt, and we all know once the playoffs begin, anything can happen.
Gary is about to unveil the NHL All-Time 100 tonight. I'm just curious, talk about individual honors. You were named number one in John Shannon's top 25 power rankings. Has to be a big week for you.
Well, it's very nice. It's an honor for me to get to do what I do every day. I don't really, with all due respect to polls and rankings, pay a whole lot of attention to that. I get excited about seeing what happens on the ice every night, seeing cold buildings, and seeing the way our fans connect with our great players.
Gary, this is on so many different levels a special all-star game. It starts a special time, or it continues a special time with the 100th anniversary of the National Hockey League, a 50-year anniversary for the Kings, and I guess four other teams at this point. Where do you put this year in your time at the NHL, and how important is it to celebrate what we've got in the game?
Well, as I think everybody knows, one of the things that makes the NHL so special, makes hockey so special, is the history and tradition of our game. And to be able to celebrate 100 years of NHL hockey, that's a really big deal. I mean, 100 years, it makes us the second oldest professional sports league in North America, only behind baseball. It's a testament to the longevity and the strength and the roots of our game, both in terms of the players who have played and the people who have run the game and the fans who have come out to celebrate the game and our athletes. And something like this, obviously, to say something trite, comes along once in a lifetime. And to be able to celebrate such a great, magnificent history, it's really a celebration of the game and all the people associated with it. So, yes, it's very special, and I'm proud to be a part of it, to have been able, for example, to call each of the 100 greatest players or their families and personally tell them that this recognition was being bestowed upon them or their loved one was one of the truly special things I've ever gotten to do.
Yeah, and you were in Toronto, the Centennial Cup, when they started announcing some of the ceremonies that way. So that's going to be great this weekend. The game had really been suffering. Do you think last year is the fix for the foreseeable future? It certainly proved great as a one-year. Do you think you got it right?
The All-Star game.
Yes, yeah. The actual game.
Well, you know what? All-Star games in, I think, all sports have over time had issues with the competitiveness and the entertainment value. And I think we really hit upon something last year in Nashville. It got universal acclaim in terms of being fun, in terms of being entertaining. The players enjoyed the experience, and fans reacted to that. And creating an environment for All-Star Weekend where the players are really having fun with it and excited to be here is an important element of any All-Star Weekend. And I think what we accomplished last year, and we're going to, you know, we made a couple of adjustments this year, particularly in the skills competition. I think it makes for a fun weekend, because what an All-Star game is, and let's not get too carried away with the purism of this, it's supposed to be a celebration of the sport. And that's what this weekend has become. It's a really big deal here in L.A., as it was last year in Nashville and the year before that in Columbus. But I think the All-Star weekend, particularly with tonight's gala, honoring the 100 greatest players in the history of the game, I think this weekend's in a really good place.
As part of All-Star Weekend, you also get a chance to bring the owners together, a Board of Governors meeting tomorrow morning, I believe. One of the topics that has to come up at some point is whether you're going to have an All-Star game next year or not, or you're going to go to the Olympics.
Actually, it's not even on the agenda. I mean, there's nothing new since the board meeting in December. Nothing has transpired. There have been no substantive discussions on the subject with either the IOC or the Players Association. So there's really nothing going on, and that's what I'm going to tell the board.
Hey, Gary, wonder, of course, you see Tom Anselmi hired as the CEO of the Ottawa Senators, and years ago, it was the Canadian teams that were struggling, some of them. The dollar then was exceptionally strong and everything was great. You got concerns the way the dollar is going again, back to an old problem with some of the small market Canadian-based NHL teams, or are there more checks and balances in place?
There are more checks and balances in place. As you know, the system that we have overall, which provides not only for the salary cap and the escrow and the revenue sharing, takes into account the fact that, among other things, because the players are paid in U.S. dollars, that we can do all the computation in U.S. dollars, which accounts for the fluctuation in the Canadian dollar. So there's really no issue there. The system is working exactly the way it was intended to.
How would you describe this season from a business point of view for the league?
Very strong. Attendance is good. Television ratings are good. Business partners are stepping up. Our big events are getting great reception. The three outdoor games we've had already have been phenomenal. We're on all platforms. Things are going very well, and we continue to see record performance in terms of growth on all platforms.
You know, there, Gordy mentioned Tom. I think something slipped out at his press conference about the Senators potentially going to Europe next year. So that brings the question of schedule. And then what's going to happen as a continuation of the centennial. Do you envision outdoor games, Ottawa, Montreal, in later next year? And when would those be announced?
Well, if we're going to do those games, it would be for next season. So we would probably do it in conjunction with next year's schedule. Or if there are reasons to announce something earlier, we would. But nothing has been finalized. I think Tom, who's excited and energized about his new position, was being more aspirational than necessarily predictive.
I want to ask you, mentioned one of the thrills, the nice parts being a commissioner, is calling the players or families, relatives of the top 100. When Gary Bettman's a young hockey fan, who are your favorite players?
I don't do that because in this position, I never allow myself to be accused of showing favoritism to anybody. But I grew up in New York, so you can you draw your own conclusions as to who I was following and why.
You could tell us who you liked as a kid? Player. Come on. Andy Bathgate was pretty
Harry
good.
Harry Howell, Andy Bathgate.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The Rangers and those, they go into the old guys. And I used to go on my GO card, which is what they gave students in the New York City public schools for 50 cents. You could get a general admission ticket to Madison Square Garden for sporting events.
Were you the loud guys in the blue? You were the loud guys in the blue seats?
Actually, you know, I'd go early because the seats were unassigned. You bring a dinner in the form of a sandwich and a brown bag and sit there and do your homework because you got there 2 hours early.
That's the life. 50 cents. That was the key for me. 50 cent tickets. We got to figure that one out.
That just tells you how long ago it was.
Pre-salary cap. That was it. Well, we know you got a big weekend coming up. Thanks for making time. All the best. Tonight should be exciting. Thanks very much for joining us today, Gary.
Great to be with you. Should be a fun weekend. Thanks, guys.